Hey everyone, how y'all doing? It's G, and I'm coming to you today from a lovely hot September's day in Ireland. It is absolutely roasting. The sun is splitting. You could actually fry an egg on the floor if you'd be stupid enough to try that. But you could. And having said that, like, it's probably 23, 24 degrees Celsius, which may not seem a lot to those living in the hotter climates, but to an Irish person, that's hot. That's like, you know, peak time in summer usually. So it truly is an Indian summer we're getting. Now, it's only supposed to last for a week, and then we're going back to the 14 degrees Celsius and the 13s, and I can't wait for that. I have a problem with my, and I'm always warm. And during the summer, I get that bit too warm and uncomfortable. But in the winter, when it cools down and I have lots more energy and I everything is better. I sleep better. I feel fitter. Everything. So I'm looking forward to the winter. Like, give me the rain. Give me the wind. Give me the howling rain. Give me the snow. Give me the ice. Give it all to me. Give me the bitter cold. I'm Irish and I want it all. Now, I'm using a new microphone and it's the Zoom. It's the Zoom H4 Pro. The last two microphones I burnt the last one out recently. I know I mentioned it to some of you on Twitter, and I mentioned it on Patreon. Just overuse, you know, I just use them so much that they don't last that long. I was getting this weird static sound going through them, and a kind of an interference, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. So I just ditched it, and I'm using this one. I hope this one is good. I think I need a pop guard for it, so I'm a bit far back from it now at the moment. And if you could tell me what kind of quality this is as well, I'd appreciate that. Because I have to stay away from the pop, pop, pop. I have to keep my distance because that popping sound. Oh baby, I love your pop. That's very naughty. But I'm going to have to learn how to use it now. Keep my social distance on my microphone. Oh jeez, that was corny. Now the reason why I'm making this audio, this short and sweet audio, or hopefully it's sweet, is to thank you all so much for the 100,000 subscribers. It was so cool to see that. Now I was expecting it to happen Wednesday night or early this morning, and that was because of Social Blade, changed their way of showing you the subscribers. Shawnee's in my mind, get out of my head, you demon. But you know, they're showing in blocks now instead of singular numbers or whatever. So you just see like 100, 200, 100, so you can't really tell when you're gonna hit it. And actually, when I saw somebody screenshotting it on Twitter, my analytics in the YouTube creator studio was saying I wasn't at 100,000, even though we knew it was kind of rounding it up, I suppose. So that's why I was a bit off and I was a bit late with this. But look, guys, thank you so much. And like, a lot of you know that I had a kind of a wild ride on YouTube. I like had three channels. This is my third channel. I had two deleted, and this one was deleted as well, and I got it back. It was deleted for telling a joke, believe it or not. It was deleted for a joke, and I actually spoke to YouTube about it and reinstated it for a joke. Like, look what's going on in YouTube, and yeah, I get deleted for a joke. So it was a wild ride, but the support that I got from me really kept me going, because I was giving up on YouTube at that time. I was saying, I'll try something else, I'll try different platforms or whatever, you know, like SoundCloud and stuff like that. And then so many people were telling me, you know, keep going, keep doing what you're doing. And I kept going, and I took your advice, and here I am. And I'm only here because of your liking, your commenting, and your sharing. And that's all so important with supporting whatever creator you like, whoever is, like, they love that, like, you know, a likes and a comment and a share. It means everything. It means a lot. So it's not all about like monetary support at all. It's like a like and a comment and stuff it means a lot to a creator. Every creator, any creator worth their salt will tell you that is the thing that really it drives your whole platform, I suppose. It drives everything that you're doing. So yeah, guys, thanks so much for your support and for all the kind messages as well that you've given me over the last 24, 36 hours, wherever. I've read through so many, and yeah, thanks. It's so cool to see people cheerleading you as well, you know, it really is. Because in the end, I said it so many times that you are nothing without an audience, like you are nothing. Anyone that thinks they are is delusional. You really aren't. And your audience keeps you going, your audience gives you ideas. I like to, like, if I'm Patreon and looking through ideas all the time, and the only thing that I regret about Patreon, the thing that kind of gets me, is that I can't do so many audios that I'd love to just, like, you know, blast audio, but you can't do that because they're not authentic, then, you know what I mean? You're kind of like just doing audios for the sake of it, and that's not something that I do at all. I mean, I go on my feelings. Like, I could have 2-3 audios lined up in a week, and I'll think of my physical condition, what I'm in the mood to do. I measure it, and then whatever I do, hopefully it works, and it seems to be working that way. But it is a kind of it can be a bit of, you know, I'd like to get to more, and I like to do more, even though I do more. Like, I have some tracks ready for September that I'm holding them back till October for reasons that you might guess, because there's some kind of special things that happens around October, and that's why I'm holding on to it. I do get to a lot more, and I've scripts all over the place as well, so I'll be doing more of those. So thanks very much, guys. Thanks very much from the bottom of my Irish heart. And I'm trying to learn guitar. I used to play a little bit when I was younger, but I never really... What happened was I was hanging out with people that were in a band, and when we would hang out, I'd just pick up the guitars and I'd like learn some chords, you know what I mean? But I never really played a lot. I just had a kind of little bit of dexterity and a little bit of knowledge. And I always loved music, so in the last, I think it was, I started in January, I had this old guitar, and it's an actually very old guitar. And I didn't pick it up for a long time. And in January, I said, I'm gonna make a resolution. Because I like resolutions where you pick things up instead of put things down, you know, kind of way. Instead of giving things up, why don't you do things instead? And I said, I'm going to go at the guitar. Now, I didn't get an awful lot of time. I didn't get an awful lot of time from January up to now, but I got enough to kind of, you know, to kind of train myself up a little bit. And I don't want to take lessons because I want to be a little bit authentic. And my aim is to write songs eventually. And I know I can, it's just until I get a bit better, until I get a bit more, you know, used to the chord progressions and stuff, and a bit quicker as well. I'm a little bit slow at the moment. And when I do that, I'll start writing little songs and funny songs and stuff like that. So yeah, that's where I'm up to at the moment. And I put it into the last audio last night. And I just actually looked like I got the idea from... I was looking at the Patreon trip, and you know, I picked out that idea. Like, the idea, it is not clear yet. There's 2 people that asked for the same idea really in September, and that's what that audio is now. It's not clear yet, but when the second part, we'll just give it away. But when the second part comes up, they'll know that it's their audio, you know. And when I read through it, that's what happens when I'm reading through something, and when it catches me, I kind of got this flash in my head, and then I thought of the song, and then I said, hopefully the chords aren't too bad, and they actually weren't, they were kind of easy enough, so... Fairly easy. So I went with that, I went with the song, and then I had this kind of like, because of the request, I'll tell you, the request is more about building a relationship in an audio, instead of the thing about audio is like, it can always seem like a one night stand, and the person, I can't name names now, you know, but the person that requested it was saying that they'd like to see that kind of relationship developing, and that was the idea behind the audio. So I wanted to make memories. Now, like, the audio kind of implies that it's only a 2-week relationship, but it's actually not. Like, it's supposed to be, they know each other for a while and they hooked up and then they went on this trip together, so they know each other, they went camping, they really know each other, and there's kind of a build up then to what's going to happen. And that was the idea. And then I thought of that song, as I said, and I said I'd try learn it as fast as I can, because I wanted to get the idea out there, and I just kind of roughly just did it. But my idea for at the start was to bury the lyrics in the script. So when I'm talking, it's like take my hand, and I had a part of the scenes where I was gonna say take my whole life too, and I was gonna make jokes and kind of plant it in subliminally. That was the idea, and I did a little bit of that, like a little bit, but so that's it. And yeah, so I'm kind of learning a little bit more. The thing about guitar as well, when you're learning, is you kind of have to go back in time. You have to, like, a lot of the classics are back in time. Like, you're talking like 60s, 70s, and then you can come up into the 90s with some of the Navarna stuff is very easy to learn, because the thing that I admire about Kurt Cobain is that he wasn't too particular about chord songs, you know? He wasn't too, it was grunge, so he didn't give a fuck about being too clean. If he didn't hit a chord right, it was like, oh, that's a cool song, and that was it. Like, I wouldn't be, I love Navarna's music, but I didn't like the kind of, the nihilism going through it, you know? There was a kind of a sadness going through the music as well at the same time. But I love the music, and I love Kurt, oh God, he's brilliant. But the kind of message behind that scene is like, it wasn't for me. But having said that, I listened to a lot of music, and I learned how to play a few of the songs. That was my knuckle that time. So I'll try a little bit. I'm kind of on an awkward channel, so I don't know. So his stuff is like good to learn from, you know. Free. So the good thing about it is that if you were learning guitar, it's very good music to start off in, because it's just basically power chords and, yeah, simple enough, and you can actually play along to the music as well, which is cool. I actually love doing that. I actually like learning some songs and just playing along with them, you know. Even though you'll sound brutal compared to a professional musician, but and of course I'm learning a little bit of. Very pretentious of me there. Yeah, so a little bit of that as well. And you know, I'm ropey, but I'll get there eventually. It's just practice. It's just getting my fingers to, you know, the signal from my brain down to my fingers. My fingers are kind of going, I have to try to speed that up somehow. If it was only as fast as my mouth. But you know, that speed is there, so that speed will translate into my fingers after a while, whatever the fuck I'm talking about. Oh God, I'm going crazy. But before I leave you and thank you again, I have a funny story for you. You know, I always say that the West is crazy. The West is great. I was reading up through the Patreon thread today on the new audio, the one that I released last night. And a person there, I won't mention any names, of course, was saying that they travelled to Ireland and they were caught in the rain and stuff like that, and they were put up in a hotel by some really kind Irish lads, and that can happen an awful lot. You know, you see a lot of hospitality like that, but they'll all tell you, like, you can see everybody would say the same thing, very kind, brilliant, but batshit. Everybody that speaks to me that was there, it was brilliant, it was amazing, but batshit. Like, these stories of older farmers asking women to marry them, and that happens, like, it's not, there's no such thing as, like, they just go straight to the marriage proposal, you know what I mean? There's no creepiness. Like, will you marry me? Will you marry me? And you already have the ring in your finger. I own land. I have a big load of land there, so you can till the land with me. You can plough it with me in the morning. And you're like, fucking hell, dude. I just sat down here. But I know these set of twins, and they don't see eye to eye at all. You know, they're kind of this love-hate relationship. And apparently, a lot of twins are like that. I didn't realise until I read it. It's some kind of psychological factor or something. Some of them don't get on, and some of them are just very, very close. But these two, they don't get on, and they do, you know what I mean? They're kind of like in between, but it's mostly don't get on. So, your mum was telling me that his brother was fighting. They're fucking identical. They're just so identical. Like, if you're looking at, like, two sheep in the field, they kind of look like sheep and all. But if you look at two sheep in the field, how would you identify them? Like, how would you say, this isn't such and such sheep? And it's just, they just look like clouds with heads. And I'm like, the guy anyway said, I don't know, I'll fight with him just morning. And I was like, oh, I have to stop my, can't do their accents because people won't understand me. He said, he had an awful fight with his twin that morning. And I said, yeah. And he goes, oh, he hurt me. He hurt him. And I said, what did he say to you? Like, what was so bad? And he said, I never want to fucking see you again. And I said, well, how can you do that? He goes, what do you mean? And I goes, you're fucking identical. Every time he's brushing his teeth, he's looking at you. And he looked at me, and he has like sheep's eyes as well. And he was like, huh? Huh? And I go, sure, you can't get away from you. Ever. He goes, shut up, you fucking langur. I swear to God, was some banter, like, but I'd say it didn't register properly, but you know what I mean. How do you get away from it? Like, you look like him. So I said, when did you say that? And he's like, I didn't think of it at the time. So yeah, that's a bit of the banter there. So I'm gonna leave you with that, and I'm gonna, oh, my elbow, just elbowed my guitar. God, guitar's beating me up. No wonder it is, I can't play it properly. But I'm going to leave you, and I'm going to get some more recording then. Some more work done. And thanks very much again for all your support, and I'll catch up with you soon, okay? See you later, lads.